Nightlights. This is David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour we'll be listening to the music of a little-known vocalist, whom some consider to be one of the best singers of the late 1940s and early 1950s, but whose personal problems and career choices held her back. It's Detour Ahead, Marianne McCall, coming up on this edition of Nightlights.
Stars, pull down the clouds, turn off the moon, do it soon. I can't enjoy this night without you. Shake down the stars, dry up the streams, stop all my dreams, cut off the breeze, do it please. I never thought I'd cry about you. Shake down the stars. I gave you my arms, my lips, my heart, my life, my love, my all. But the best that I had to offer you, I found was all too small. So crush every rose, hush every prayer, break every vow, do it now. Can't go on without you. Shake down the stars. I gave you my arms, my lips, my heart, my life, my love, my all. But the best that I had to offer you, I found was all too small. So crush every rose, hush every prayer, break every vow, do it now. I know I can't go on without you. Shake down the stars. Ooh, shake down the stars. Did you do? When they kissed, they tried to say that it was just in fun. Oh, you crazy moon, look what you've done. Once you promised me, you know, that it would never end. You should be ashamed to show your funny face, my friend. There they are, they fell in love. I guess you think you're smart. Oh, you crazy moon, you broke my heart. Oh, you crazy moon, what did you do? 'Cause when they kissed, they tried to say that it was just in fun. Once you promised me, you know, that it would never, never end. You should be ashamed to show your funny, funny face, my friend. 'Cause there they are, they fell in love.
Marianne McCall singing Oh You Crazy Moon from her 1958 album Detour to the Moon and Shake Down the Stars from her 1956 LP Easy Living. We're playing music from the late 1940s and 1950s that features singer Marianne McCall in this edition of Nightlights. Marianne McCall is little known today. Even in the most active periods of her career, she wasn't widely recorded. She's sort of a secret heroine of American jazz vocal music. Johnny Mandel once called her the greatest of all the big band singers. She was born in Philadelphia in 1919. As a child, she wanted to be a dancer, but rickets eventually precluded that ambition, and she pursued singing instead. She got her first break performing with Tommy Dorsey's big band in late 1938 and joined Woody Herman's orchestra not long after. It was the first of several stints with Herman. She went on to sing with Charlie Barnett, who was even bigger than Herman at the time. Jazz writer Will Friedwald characterizes her early style as, quote, hip and lightly blue. The World War II years are a somewhat mysterious chapter in McCall's life. Some sources indicate that she spent much of the time in San Diego, appearing with local bands. In 1946, Woody Herman singer Frances Wayne quit to become a mother, and Marianne rejoined the band. In the waning days of Herman's glorious first herd, a band which included arranger Ralph Burns, trumpeters Sonny Berman and Shorty Rogers, saxophonist Flip Phillips, and pianist Jimmy Rolls, Marianne McCall made recordings that demonstrated a newly gained soulful maturity. Hep label owner Alistair Robertson, who put out a compilation of her vocals, describes it as now sounding smoky blue, and musician and writer Lauren Schoenberg says she had a throaty tone and purposefully rough sound. Singing in an era when the vocal landscape was dominated by the likes of Anita O'Day, Billie Holiday, Doris Day, and Dinah Shore, McCall found her own way of conjuring musical magic. Here she is on Lil Green and Big Bill Brunsey's Romance in the Dark with the Woody Herman Big Band on Nightlights.
Not a sound, no one inside. Just the beat of my poor heart in the dark. Now in the dark, I get such a thrill when he presses fingertips upon my lips. Beg me to please keep still in the dark. But soon the dawn will end it, and you're gonna be missed. Gee, but I'm not pretending, 'cause I born to be kissed in the dark. Now we find what the rest have left behind. Just let them dance. We're gonna find romance in the dark. Let them dance. We're gonna find a romance in
heavy and gray. They're only gray for a day. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Until that sunshine peeps through, there's only one thing to do. Just wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Castles may tumble, that's fate after all. Life's really funny that way. No need to grumble, just smile as they fall. Weren't you king for a day? So just remember that sunshine always follows the rain. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away.
Side now with Woody Herman and his orchestra, Spite Lawliners to Mary Ann McCall, as we bring her back to our vocal microphone for Swing Low, Sweet Clarinet.
Clarinet.
The Woody Herman Big Band live in 1948 with Marianne McCall doing Swing Low, Sweet Clarinet off Woody Herman and the Second Herd, The Road Band, 1948. Before that, a song that was a minor hit for Herman and the First Herd, Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams, with an arrangement by Ralph Burns and Flip Phillips on tenor sax. And we started off with a 1946 recording featuring McCall, Romance in the Dark, again with an arrangement by Ralph Burns. These first two recordings coming from the complete Columbia recordings of Woody Herman and his orchestra, 1945 through 1947 on the Mosaic label, and also available on the Marianne McCall Hep CD, Your Mind, You. Woody Herman had broken up the First Herd at the end of 1946, and in 1947, Marianne McCall recorded a handful of sides with an all-star small group led by Ralph Burns, featuring Howard McGee on trumpet, Dexter Gordon on tenor sax, and Willie Smith on alto sax. McCall had a separate recording contract, and it's uncertain why she didn't record more on her own at this time. By the end of the year, Herman had reformed with the Second Herd, and McCall was once again pressed into service. We'll hear another one of the recordings that she did with the Second Herd, along with a late 1948 version of You're My Thrill, and this tune from the Burns Small Group date, On Time on Nightlights.
Some men are lazy, some men are slow, but those are the kind that just don't stand a show. 'Cause I want a man who comes to work on time. Oh, give me a man who's in there working right on time. For I'm wise to the stay away, wanna play, skip a day. Guys, the man who is careless, doesn't work hard, he'll never get employment, no, not my shipping yard. Ooh, I want a man who comes to work on time. Yes, give me a man who's in there working right on time. Wake up, slow down,
before you crash and break your heart, gullible clown. You fool, you're headed in the wrong direction. Can't you see the detour ahead? The further you travel, the harder to unravel the web. He spins around you. Turn back while there's time. Don't you see the danger sign? Soft shoulders surround you. Smooth road. Oh, lucky me that suddenly I saw the light. I'm turning back away from all that trouble. Smooth road, smooth road, no detour ahead.
I can't keep still for you.
1948 with bandleader Phil Moore doing You're My Thrill, recorded for Albert Marx's Discovery label. Before that, McCall singing with Woody Herman in 1949 doing Detour Ahead. And we started off with McCall singing with Ralph Burns in 1947 doing a song called On Time, featuring Willie Smith on alto saxophone. All of these available on the Marianne McCall Hep CD, You're Mine, You. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Detour Ahead, Marianne McCall on Nightlights.
My dreams are blue dreams, just won't come true dreams, I find. Blue and sentimental, I can't forget you. My heart won't let you out of my mind. It rains all the time since you said goodbye.
We're featuring the late 1940s and 1950s music of singer Marianne McCall on this edition of Nightlights. Marianne McCall has sometimes been compared to Anita O'Day and Billie Holiday. Her voice had a husky quality that became more pronounced on her later recordings. McCall's late 1940s spell with the Woody Herman Big Band gave her the most prominent spotlight of her career, and she won the 1949 Downbeat Band Singers Poll. Although she eventually left the Herman Band, she made several recording sessions with small groups, including Artie Shaw's Gramercy Five and a group that included Jerry Mulligan, Red Rodney, and her husband Al Kahn. In the early 1950s, she also joined saxophonist Charlie Ventura's ensemble. We'll hear some of these Marianne McCall small group dates now, starting with another recording from her 1948-1949 Discovery sessions with Phil Moore. You're Mine, You, on Nightlights. Thank you.
the moon cease to glow, let the sun cease to shine, you're mine. Yes, you're mine.
Change in the weather and a change in the sea. From now on, there'll be a change in me. My walk will be different, like talking my name. There's nothing about me's gonna be the same. Gonna change my way of living, and if that ain't enough, I'm gonna change the way I strut my stuff. 'Cause no, nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There'll be some changes made today. There'll be some changes made. ¶¶ and a change in the sea. From now on, there'll be a change in me. My walk will be different, like talking my name. There's nothing about me that's gonna be the same. Gonna change my way of living, and if that ain't enough, I'm gonna find some new way, strut my stuff. 'Cause no, no, nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There'll be some changes made today.
Marianne McCall with saxophonist Charlie Ventura's band in 1954 doing There'll Be Some Changes Made. Before that, we heard McCall doing Until the Real Thing Comes Along, recorded in 1954, the Roost label, with a small group that included Red Rodney on trumpet, Earl Swope on trombone, her husband Al Kahn on tenor sax, Jerry Mulligan on baritone sax, Al Haig on piano, Curly Russell on bass, and Jeff Morton on drums. That coming off the CD Your Mind, You, as did the title track, which we also heard, with the band being led by Phil Moore, recorded in 1948. Marianne McCall struggled professionally during the 1950s, partly because she wanted to sing only jazz. Columbia had released her from her contract, supposedly because she showed little interest in recording mainstream pop songs. McCall's career was also impeded by her problems with drug addiction. At one point, she said she was spending several hundred dollars a week to support her habit. It's evidently one of the reasons why she's not on records much during the 1950s, but she did make several near the end of the decade, including Easy Living. Another album, recorded in 1958 for the Jubilee label, featured music direction from vibraphonist Teddy Charles and a concept, all songs invoking the moon or moonlight. A follow-up LP in 1959, done for Coral, was also a concept album, with the songs all focusing on melancholy. We'll hear selections from all three LPs, starting off with Marianne McCall doing Deep Purple on Nightlights.
When the deep purple falls over sleepy garden walls, and the stars begin to flicker in the sky, in the midst of a memory, you wander back to me, breathing my name with a sigh. Though you're gone, your love lives on where moonlight beams. And as long as my heart will beat, lover, we'll always meet. Purple dream. Once again, I hold you tight. sun where moonlight be. true. I want you only. We made a blunder, and lots of times I wonder if you.
Touch and realize the thrill is gone. The nights are cold, for love is old. Love was grand when love was new. Birds were singing, skies were blue. Now it don't appeal to you. The thrill is gone. This is the end. So why pretend and let it thrill is gone. The nights are cold, for love is old. Love was grand when love was new. Birds were singing, skies were blue. Now it don't appeal to you. The thrill is gone. This is the end. So why pretend and let it linger on? The thrill is gone.
Marianne McCall doing The Thrill Is Gone from her 1959 choral LP, Melancholy Baby, the arrangements and band orchestration being done there by Johnny Richards. We also heard from that same album, Blue and Broken Hearted. Before that, The Moon Was Yellow from her 1958 Jubilee LP, Detour to the Moon, featuring Oscar Pettiford on bass, Jimmy Rainey on guitar, and Mal Waldron on piano. And we started off with Deep Purple from her 1956 LP, Easy Living. Marianne McCall lived and worked in the Detroit area in the late 1950s, then moved out to California, where she continued to be active in the music business on a part-time basis. In the late 1970s, she enjoyed a reemergence of sorts, appearing with Woody Herman at his 40th anniversary concert at Carnegie Hall and making some new recordings as well. One of them was with fellow former Herman band member Nat Pierce, and a fan report seeing McCall and Pierce performing together frequently at a bar in Los Angeles in the early 1980s. He says that McCall still sounded wonderful and that he wished he'd taken a tape recorder to the performances, which were sparsely attended. Marianne McCall died in Los Angeles in 1994 at the age of 75. We'll close out this edition of Night Lights with her 1949 recording of I Got It Bad and That Ain't Good, Marianne McCall and the Woody Herman Big Band on Night Lights.
Never treats me sweet and gentle the way you should. I got it bad, and that ain't good. My poor heart.
Marianne McCall and the Woody Herman Big Band doing I Got It Bad and That Ain't Good from the Hep CD You're Mine, You, 1939 through 1950. Thanks for tuning into this edition of Nightlights. Support for Nightlights comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee and Juice Bar in Bloomington, Indiana. You can listen to this and other Nightlights programs and view playlists on our website at nightlights.indiana.edu. Nightlights is engineered by Michael Paskesh and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. This is David Brent Johnson wishing you good listening for the week ahead.